I'm going to look at Director Kirschman. I know we have item number 12 on our agenda. Would you be okay with moving forward with item number 12 at this time? And that is our elk hunting seasons.
Good afternoon again, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Sorry, I can't see Tom in the room, but Tom, is it okay for me to move forward, or Madam Chair, would you like me to move forward? This
yes.
is Andrew Norton with the Wildlife Program Administrator.
Yes, okay. Andrew, please go ahead.
All right, so a little bit different here. We did discuss earlier the these maximum caps. All of the elk seasons, we haven't collected less than half of our biological data that we'll need by the March meeting. We will have our aerial survey estimates, which those are set to start here in mid-February, as well as harvest data, and we'll be able to have some time to work on some of our population modeling and projections. So right now, with all the elk seasons, even though our recommendation would be to take action and open these chapters, the only change is to just change the cap to increase that maximum. Specifically, we do not know exactly how many elk we're going to count this winter. We do suspect, because we've had some good recruitment, and we, based on the licenses proposed the last couple of years, the population to be increasing, and we don't know to what extent that is. So we wanted to give ourselves some freedom here just to have those, as Tom mentioned earlier, to move within that range below the cap. So I'll move forward, try to go fairly quickly here with the six elk seasons. As I mentioned, we'll be discussing these more extensively, hopefully at the March Commission meeting, which will also include a presentation likely. So agenda item 12A on page 36. This is the Custer State Park early elk hunting season. Very popular hunting season in Custer State Park. Great opportunity that occurs during the month of September. Last year, there were 4 resident any elk licenses and 0 antlerless elk licenses. The proposed change here today is just to simply increase the maximum from 10 to 20 and to provide the option to have up to 20 antlerless elk licenses. But again, I'll remind you that none of these caps are what we're proposing. The actual number will be lower. So for example, there was 4 resident any elk licenses last year. So even though the cap is 20, we wouldn't expect that number to change from 4. But again, just giving us some flexibility. And as you can see in administrative rule, we just struck the word 10, added 20, and then added that line in just to accommodate if there ever was in the future a desire to have antlerless elk licenses available in Custer State Park. With that, I can take any questions. And again, the department's recommendation is to move forward and hopefully have the commission propose this change.
Any questions for Andrew on the Custer State Park early elk hunting season? Seeing no questions, we do need to approve these proposed changes, so we need a motion and a second.
Move to approve.
Moved by Whitmire. Second. Seconded by Bartlin. All those in favor of the proposed changes, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, it is approved.
All right, thank you. So basically the same exact thing. Agenda item 12B, page 38. This is the Custer State Park elk hunting season, which is valid for firearms. Probably our most popular elk hunting season. Hunters have to wait anywhere from 40 to 50 years to obtain this license. That season occurs October 1 to 31. Last year, there were 12 resident any elk licenses and 0 antlerless elk licenses. The proposed change was just, again, simply to increase that cap from 20 to 30 for the any elk licenses, and for antlerless, just to simply provide that option at 30. Again, wouldn't expect this to change notably from the 12, but would like the opportunity to look at some biological data in the upcoming months. And with that, again, the administrative rule change is just simply striking the numbers and increasing that cap and can take any questions. And again, the department recommendation is to propose the change to increasing the cap for the time being and propose license numbers in March.
Any questions for Andrew? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second.
So moved.
Moved by Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Beast. All those in favor of the proposed changes, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. It is adopted. Thank you, Andrew. We can move on.
Thank you very much. Next one, agenda item 12C, Special Custer State Park antlerless elk hunting season. This season is currently closed, as there were zero licenses last year. Historically, what it had been used for was to create a special antlerless season within the park to target specific elk, not across the entire park. So it was separate from the Custer State Park, those two seasons I just went over previously. Here again, it's just to if ever in the future there was a desire to provide antlerless licenses here in rule, we edited it to say no more than 20 antlerless elk licenses may be issued for the special Custer State Park antlerless hunting season. And with that, I can take any questions and would ask the commission to move forward with the proposed recommended changes.
Any questions for Andrew? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second.
Moved.
Moved by Commissioner White.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Lockin. All those in favor of the proposed changes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. It is adopted. Thank you, Andrew.
All right, great. Halfway through, agenda item 12B. This is the archery Black Hills elk hunting season. Same month as the Custer State Park early archery. That's the month of September. 180 any elk licenses last year, 90 antlerless elk licenses. Here again would be to propose the increase from 200 to 300 any elk and from 150 to 300 antlerless elk. There is a slight additional recommended change here. We wanted to match up the unit boundary descriptions for unit 3A and 7A to match exactly the language in the firearm elk season in the Black Hills. So they're identical boundaries, but we just wanted that language to be the exact same so there wasn't any confusion there. So you'll see a little bit more changes in the administrative rule here. But again, for all intents and purposes, the same concept as the other seasons. And I can take any questions and would have our department recommendation to propose these changes.
Any questions? Seeing none, we need a motion and a second on the proposed changes. Motion made by Commissioner Spring. You have a second?
Second
by Commissioner Barton. All those in favor of the proposed changes, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted. We can move on. Thank you.
All right, thank you. So the Black Hills firearm elk hunting season's agenda item 12E. There's quite a bit more complexity with these seasons in addition to the any elk units. There's also antlerless elk units, which try to distribute the hunters through various times throughout the year so they're not coming into conflict with folks with their any elk license or deer hunters in the Black Hills in November. So you'll see the season date information in the table as well as in figure one shows where those seasons occur spatially. Same thing here, increasing. Last year there was 535 any elk, 730 antlerless elk, and the proposal would be just to increase that cap from 600 to 800 any elk and from 1,200 to 1,500 antlerless elk. And with that, can take any questions.
Any questions? Seeing none, again, we'll need a motion and a second on these proposed changes. Moved by Cole.
Second.
Seconded by Whitmire. All those in favor of the proposed changes, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. It is adopted. Thank you, Andrew.
All right, thank you. The last item here, agenda item 12F, and one final reminder, we'll be presenting a lot of information and discussing all of these extensively in a couple months, but this is just the prairie elk hunting season. These dates do vary quite a bit, so I won't go through all of them right now. As you can see in the figure under the season dates, there's a lot of different dates and a lot of different units. Last year, across all of those, there were 102 any elk licenses, 175 antlerless elk licenses, and similar to all the other seasons, just a simple proposed change to administrative rule is to increase that from 150 to 200 any elk and 300 to no more than 400 antlerless elk. With that, finally, can take any questions on this last action sheet for elk.
Any questions? Commissioner Spring, yes.
Andrew, are you going to come up with a number on all these prairie units, or is that something that's just the Black Hills? Just wondering how much the increase was in the elk population in the prairie units.
Through the chair?
Yes.
The prairie is really tough. We've discussed this a lot. We do only have an actual estimate in the Black Hills. Fortunately, a very good estimate in the Black Hills, where we count about 85% of the animals. Out on the prairie, we have no estimate. There are some private landowners that have surveyed elk populations on their properties and have an idea, but for the vast majority of areas on the prairie, we do not have that. The only information we would have would be any surveys we may conduct in the fall, and primarily what we're using there is just harvest success and harvest information. But I'm always looking at ways. We do have a fairly extensive trail camera survey that we're conducting in the Black Hills and evaluating that to see how that can estimate elk, and in the future that potentially could be used on the prairie if we have some elk and areas we can put trail cameras out.
Andrew, also, I'd had calls and talked to people south of Cheyenne River, said that they were, at least during the summer and fall, there was a lot up clear south. And if a guy contacted some of those landowners and property owners in that area, you might get a little more handle on it.
Through the chair.
Yes, please.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Spring. Our regional staff definitely try to do their best to keep in touch with the landowners, and that is exactly where we get most of the information, and usually it's beyond just anecdotal. They have a pretty good idea of elk numbers, so we appreciate that, and I can see if Trenton Halfley might reach out to you and figure out some of those landowners if he hasn't already been in touch with him.
All right, very good. We have a motion on the table to approve the proposed changes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted. And Andrew, any final thoughts, or Director Cushman, any final thoughts on the elk hunting seasons as you just approved them?
I do not, except for the fact that, as I mentioned, we're expecting elk numbers to be increasing. We'll have a good idea of that in the Black Hills, and that's excellent news for the sportsmen of the state, because, as you heard with the petition, it's a very limited opportunity, and looking forward to potentially having an opportunity to provide some more licenses.
Excellent. Thank you.